Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to Victorious Living. We welcome you today, and we thank God for you. Yes, we thank God. We thank God for your listening ears, your time that you give, your warm hearts. Yes, we thank God. We thank God for you. He is an almighty God. And we give him thanks. We give him thanks for everything that he does, for everything that he's doing in our lives. Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes. Yes, this is your host, Minister Janice. We just bless you today. We bless you and we thank God for you, huh? Yes. We thank God for you. Yes, what a mighty God. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Angels, they bow before him. Woo, angels. Yes, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth, they adore him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yeah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the listeners that you have provided for us. We are just grateful today. We thank you, God. Yes, we thank you, God. And we just continue blessing your holy name. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. We're going to lift you up, God. We want to lift your name up high today. We want to lift up the name of Jesus with everything that we have. Yes, yes, it's everything that we have. We want to lift up your name, learn more about you, exalt you. We want to lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. You said that if you be lifted up, God, you said that if you would be lifted up, that you would draw, glory to God, you would draw all men, not just men, but you would draw boys and girls, glory to God. You would draw them to you, God. Oh, Master, we thank you. We thank you, God, for drawing, that drawing power that you have, that nobody else has. You have the drawing power. Hallelujah. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that comes and teaches us, oh God, that comes and rule in our lives, that comes and speak to us, that comes and encourage us. We thank you, Master. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we just thank him. Woo, we thank him for his mighty acts. Forgiveness. We thank him for his mercy, because they're new every day. New mercies always proceeding one after another. A new mercy here and a new mercy there. Oh, yes, we thank him. We thank him. Oh, God. Oh, God. Many times we have fallen. We have failed, God. But you still loved us, God. You were standing there waiting on us, oh God, to come, Master, and to ask you to forgive us for our sins and renew us and put us back into right fellowship with you, God. Master, we thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, God, for forgiving us, God, forgiving us for all our sins, God. Forgiving us, Master, when we did wrong, oh God. When we didn't come up to the standard that we should have come up to, God, you still loved us. You still showered mercy on us, God. Oh, and we thank you, God. We thank you. We give you all praise. We give you all honor in Jesus' blessed name. And we ask you, God, to forgive us. To forgive us for all sins, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgive us, God. And keep us, oh Master, keep us in your presence, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. We just thank God again for you and you and you and everyone that has an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, we just want to state here that this lesson is dedicated to you, my child, my neighbor, my nephew, my grandson, my granddaughter, my Sunday school student, and many more who are listening. Yeah, many, many more. And let me make day that we will address issues that affect you and your peers on the second Friday evenings. Yeah, we're talking to our youth, our next generation. Yeah, you may not listen to what is being said, but through the fellowship and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will hear what is said. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is going to make sure. The Holy Spirit is going to be at work, and he's going to find your ears. Hallelujah. He's going to find your heart. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. That's the second Friday evening. We want to start today with, first of all, our topic is the next generation, today's youth. That's who we're addressing. That's who we're talking to. Words of encouragement. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. The Lord your God, who goes with you, he will not leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Huh? What a word. What a word. Listen to that. Be strong. Be strong simply means do not be weak. Yeah. Do not be feeblish. Feeblish. Yeah, do not be weak. Do not be like a wimp. Huh? Yeah, we can relate to that. Huh? We can relate to being a wimp. Yeah. Not to be weak. Not to be a wimp. Hmm? Some of us may say not to be a girl. Huh? Some people feel that girls are weak. Yeah. Yeah. But it says here to be strong and to be courageous. And being courageous means to be fearless. Fearless simply means that we fear nothing. We fear no one. Why? Because we trust God. Glory to God. And it says here, do not fear or be in dread of them. Who is them? Them is our enemies. Our enemies who are ever present, who is always around, who's always looking, seeking to attack, seeking to bully, seeking to overshadow, to overtake. Always, always, always there. Yeah, no matter what. Yeah, but we have a plan. We have a plan, young people. We have a plan. We have a plan. And it says here, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. You're not alone. You are not alone. You are never alone. You are never alone. Even when you don't know God, when you don't know him, he's still present. He's still present. He's just that kind of God. Oh, yeah. When you don't know him, he's still present. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's still there. When you haven't even given up your whole life to him, when you haven't spent time with him, he's still there. He says he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. And many times, this is what he has said to our parents. Yeah. Prayers of our parents, that he would not leave us, that he would always be there for us, that he would take care of us. Yes. And this is what he does. He does with you. Yeah. Why? Because he promised your parents. He promised your grandparents that he would take care of you, that he would watch you, that he would oversee you, even while you're young. Think about it. That's the God that we serve. That's the God, yeah, who is holy, who is everlasting. Glory to God. So we challenge you. We challenge you, young people. We challenge you today to remember that you are special and that you are priceless. in the eyes of God. You are priceless. Glory to God. Why? Because you are the next generation. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. We are proud of you and proud of who you have become and what you will accomplish in Christ. What you're going to accomplish in Christ? Yeah. What you're going to accomplish in Christ? Know that you are loved. You are loved, young folks. You are loved, I said. Even when you don't hear those words, I love you. Even when you don't hear those words that I love you, you're still loved. Mm-hmm. Your mistakes do not define you. They do not say this is who you are. Not your mistakes. We all have sinned. We all have done something wrong. We all have messed up. Yeah, older people. We haven't always been what you see. We always haven't been doing the right thing. We haven't always been here. We haven't always been able to talk to someone else and share with someone else about the love of Jesus Christ. No, we haven't. We all have made mistakes. So for you, dust yourself off, get up, and start all over. Yes, you can start all over. You could have a new beginning. What is fear? Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerously cause pain or even to go so far as to threaten you. Yeah, fear. Yeah, fear is not our friend. Fear has never been our friend. We should never sit down with fear and welcome it in or even entertain it. We should never invite it in. Fear has no place in our lives. I'm talking to you young folks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Young adults, I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. Fear has no place. Has no place in our lives. Yeah. God has not given us the spirit of fear. That is not something that he gives us. That is not a gift from him. I don't care if it comes wrapped in a beautiful package and if it looks like it have $50 or $75 in it. It is fear and you should run. You should run the other way. Why? Because fear will try to overtake you. Yeah, fear will come and try to control your life. Yeah. Fear is not of God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Now, what power am I talking about? The power of the Holy Spirit. The power to do right. The power to live godly. Yeah. The power to make right choices. The power to listen to what our parents have to say. The power to sit down and ask questions intelligently. The power to not to pick up on things that don't belong to us. Oh, glory to God. There are many forms of power that the Holy Spirit gives us. Yeah, that we can adapt to. That we can look forward to, that can lead us to righteous living, where we don't have to go and look at four walls or in a cell. We don't have to go that route, or we don't have to be buried in a 6x6, huh? We don't have to, in a hole. Not until it's our time. We don't have to do that. Yeah. Fear. Fear is not our friend, but power is. Mm-hmm. The power to do right. The power to live right. The power to have good friends. Surround us with friends that have equally thoughts, that we have equally values that you have, that your parents have taught you. Yeah. And of love. Love is the greatest gift that any of us could have. Any of us can have the power of love. Nothing can exceed love. Nothing. We know that God has the agape love. Yeah. What is the agape love? The agape love is he loves us unconditionally. No matter what we look like, no matter what we've done, he still loves us. He still loves us. Yeah. Love. And he gives us a sound mind. Glory to God. And in making and having a sound mind, we're able to make the right decisions. Because our mind is straight. Our mind is right. Our mind is focused on doing the right thing. Why? How can we do that? When we made the decision to accept Jesus into our hearts. When we made that decision to accept Jesus to come and live down in us. Yeah, that's where he is. If you have given your life to Christ in you, Jesus is right there in you. Yes, he is. Yeah. The joy that you have, the peace that you have, it all comes from him, because he's that kind of God. That is the gift that he gives to you. He gives that to us. Yes, joy and peace. And he says for us all to get an understanding, to make sure you get an understanding, to make sure you sit and you ask questions. And you ask questions to someone who can give you wise. Did you hear me? I said wise. Yes. So it's so important, young folks, to get into a good Bible study, a good church that teaches you the Word of God with your Bible, with a tablet and your pencil. Yes. And come with your, open up your heart so you can receive what the Lord has to say. Because he's talking. He's talking. Yeah. He's talking. Jeremiah 29 is an example of how he's talking. Listen to this. He says here, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Are you listening to what I'm saying? A future. What is a plan? What is a plan? A plan is something that has actually been thought out. Usually a plan is written down or it's written up. Or today you can go ahead and text your plan or you can email a plan. Yeah. Plan is something that you can look over periodically. You don't just have to look over it one time, but you look at the plan. Yeah. And it says here, this is what God has. He has the plan for your life. Yeah. And he's declaring it right here in this particular verse. He's declaring that he has this plan for you. And when he says prosper, what does prosper mean? Prosper for you means to elevate you. Yeah, to elevate you in school, in your school setting. So that's to elevate you in your education, to elevate you in your studies, in your learning. Are you listening to me? To allow you to achieve certain goals, to even allow you to achieve greatness in sports. Yes, sports. He's that kind of God. Yeah. He's all around. In everything that we do, he wants to be involved. And it says here, and to not to harm you. He has no desire to harm you. This is the love that he has for you. It's a love where harm is not present. Hurt is not there. To love you. To shield you. To protect you. Young folks, listen to what I'm saying. This is who he is. And this is what he does. Yeah. Look at Acts. Acts 16:31 tells us, and it says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, you and your whole house. Everybody. Because of your belief. Because you have opened up your heart to receive Christ. Because of you have taken the time to study. Because of you have begun to allow the word of God to penetrate into your heart. Because of you who have invited the Holy Spirit to come in and dwell in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind. And to overtake you. Yeah. And this is not bad. This is not a bad thing. Yes, it's a good thing. It's good to know the Lord. It's good to be on his side. He is the winning side, you know. Yeah. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives strength to the weary. And he increases the power of the weak. Yeah. Ever felt weak? Ever felt overshadowed, overpowered? Ever felt that you were all alone? Nobody was there? Even with the bully. Even if the bully should show up. God is still there. He hasn't left you. He has not left you. He's still present. He tells you to do this. He says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to what you think and feel. He said acknowledge him and he will direct you. So if the bully should show up, directions is going to come to you. And the directions that's going to come to you is going to come from God of how to deal with the bully. Remember, God knows where the bully lives. God knows what the bully was doing before you met the bully. Yeah. And God knows what will eventually happen with the bully. So God knows all things. Yes. Yes. So it's saying here, fear not, for I am with you. I am with you always. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you don't give up. You're going to reap the benefits of not giving up. Whatever it is that your challenge is, whether it's in school, whether it's trying to make good grades, whether it's in sports, whether it's just doing the right thing in life, don't get overwhelmed with it. Just relax in it. Just take time with it, knowing that you got time and that God is with you because he's ever present. With you. And remember this, giving up should not be on your mind. It should not. No, it should never be on your mind. Knowing that God is with you and that God loves you, that your mom loves you, that your dad loves you, grandma, your grandpa, your aunts, your uncles, your teachers, they love you. Yes, love is all around you, even when you don't hear it. Are you listening to me? Even when you don't hear it. And the reason why I say that is because so often we don't say, I love you every day. We do not say that. So you have to know that love is in your heart. Uh-huh. When you hear those words, let it go directly to your heart. Let it go directly to your heart. So it can penetrate. It will penetrate in your mind and in your thoughts, knowing that you are loved and that God loves you. God loves you. Genesis 18 and 14 says, Is there anything too hard for God? Anything too hard? Hard defines, it simply means, is there anything impossible? Is there anything out of God's reach? Huh? No, God has all power. He has power in heaven and he has power in earth. He even has power over the bully. The bully has a season. And what I mean by a season, this is just a time that we see the bully. This is just a time that he is showing off, showing out, that we're talking about him. He's been around a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't just come on the scene. There were bullies way back. Everybody has had a bully. Each generation has had bullies. So fear not, for I am God. For I will fight your battle. I challenge you. Mm-hmm. I challenge you to know God, to get into a relationship with him, mm-hmm. to get on the winning team. Yeah. Young folks, you're not too young that you can't know God. You're not too young. Yes. Yes. Lean your ears to Jesus. Uh-huh. He has you in his heart. You're in his heart. He thinks about you all the time. He protects you all the time. Even when you don't know that he's protecting you, are you listening to me? That's the God that we serve. That's the God that I'm talking about. Love is in your heart. Dust yourself off. Mm-hmm. If you made a mistake, you can always go back because he's not far away. And ask him to come into your heart. Mm-hmm. Ask him to be your friend. And he will come and be your friend. Remember, fear is not your friend. But hope and trust and love and a sound mind are all gifts that God has given you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you, God, for the listeners, God. Thank you, Master, for just allowing us to talk about you, to talk to the young people, to get them to know you, to get them to be in right standards with you. And we will be careful, God, to give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor. And we bless you in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you back here with us on Friday. Yes, next Friday with Victorious Living and on Sunday with God Favors Ministry. This is your host, Minister Janice, telling you, young folks, remember, you are priceless. Priceless, I said, in the eyes of God. You are priceless. Yeah. Greater works will you do. You're going to do some great things. Keep Jesus in your heart. Amen.